You guys want mic up?
Oh yeah.
Chew it on screen.
Chew it on screen. It's Mr. Feastables.
Mr. Feces.
That's what he's going to go with.
He's calling it Feasibles.
What?
That's what he's going with.
I'm going to go with that. Feces.
They ask him what he's going with. What does he do?
He's looking good.
He decides he's a billionaire. He needs new teeth.
Why doesn't the smile touch his eyes? What is he? Does he have a fucking stroke?
Mm. Yeah. Where did this freak come from?
No. You know where he came from? He was so good at studying the algorithm in YouTube, he just became a billionaire because he was that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good.
He was like, nah, I got to start with a polysyllabic title. It's going to be two syllables, then three, then one. And that turns out, I figured out the code of what people like. His smile doesn't even touch his eyes. That's how good he is.
It's like you know the John C. Reilly when Tim and Eric did the John C. Reilly with look up John C. Reilly, Tim and Eric with teeth.
What's
makeup.
He called? That was so good back in the day.
It really was. That one.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Beast. That's the billionaire.
Holy shit.
That's the funniest thing. I was thinking about that all night last night.
Dude, I've never seen that. That's good as hell.
Isn't that hilarious?
Man, that was so good. That was the golden age.
That's funny. I don't know if it was like a TikTok thing, but I don't know. They were saying like John C. Reilly has like a bunch of like enemies. Like he's like Edward Norton to work with on a set and shit like that.
Are you sure it's not his cock so big he's made enemies of a lot of women? so he's like this.
Fuck that. I went to Harvard.
He's like, nah, I'm rewriting the ending. So I don't know. I've never heard any stories about old Johnny.
Something like, yeah, him and Will Ferrell aren't friends anymore and Adam McKay's not friends with him anymore and this guy's not friends, you know.
What, were they all butt-fucking?
Yeah, they were fucking.
They got butt-promise rings?
Yeah, there's some John C. Reilly is. I mean, he does dress like a fucking, he dresses like a Brooklyn fucking shop proprietor now.
Well, he's got to be fucking 70 years old.
Yeah, he was good in Days of Thunder. Yeah, he was.
Which one was Days 60, of Thunder?
Right? 60.
What? Oh, I thought he was 70. Okay, 60.
I know, 60.
Oh, that's not that bad.
He's still married to the same woman, which is...
What, was he in The Perfect Storm when he was fucking 14?
Yeah, probably.
What the fuck?
Well, when it was... John C. Reilly was in The Perfect Storm, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. He was like me. He looked like 30 at like 10.
Yeah. Those are some good days.
Yeah, wow. So it's... 1990 would be 35... That means he was 25 and he was Buck Brotherton. Mom.
Was that Eric Hayden?
Yeah,
Eric Hayden Riley.
John C. Riley when Tim and Eric did the beauty makeover with John C. Riley with Steve Brule. If you go back, remember that?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Like,
shit's raw.
That's funny. That's good shit.
Yarg.
Oh. Yeah.
Man. Oh, what a treat.
It's makeover time.
What a ride.
We're going to go get makeovers.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Pimp my body.
I want a full face of like bottle service girl makeup.
Bottle service.
Like what? How else would you describe, like that girl that I'm thinking of? Like hot Lebanese.
The glorious.
What?
The girl that makes the drinks.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. That one?
Oh yeah, no. I was thinking more like a Kim Kardashian wannabe girl, like a bottle service girl. Like
these girls are great.
Yes, pigs.
They're probably good people.
Great. They're probably great lays, and they fucking ride.
Well, they're virgins. These are virgins, Nick.
Yeah, those are definitely virgins.
These girls have never been touched.
What the hell is that style?
They're called my beauties.
Like a Spider-Man.
Yep.
Spider-Man's girls.
These beauties have never been touched.
Yep, just their own tampons. They just shoot themselves. You just hear like little tampon suicides inside them.
If they called themselves the leather women, I would respect them more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, you got a redhead and a
And they're serving you a bottle.
High body count Asian.
Can I have some of that chocolate, Charles, or is that?
Oh, no, no, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. No,
it's Mr. Feast. It's good. Mr. Feces.
Is it Mr. Feces?
It's like how I passed it to you.
Is this Feastables?
No, yes. It's not bad.
It is.
I'd rather have that than chocolate. It doesn't have beaver assholes in it.
I can't do it on principle, but thank you so much.
What's
got beaver's
that?
Assholes, isn't it?
That's vanillin.
Vanilla has beaver's assholes?
It's derived from a beaver's anus. So there was a scientist that was like, he's like this, fucking got fucking a beaver raw. He's like, this isn't doing it for me. He's like, he's eating out a beaver's ass. He's like, it's just like vanilla.
Holy shit.
What
this
the hell
is easy.
What do they do to these animals? They have just
scientist rocks. It's
what
probably
going
to be easy to find a lot of beavers.
Yep. It's going to be easy to find the guy that eats a beaver's ass.
Yeah.
Without being asked to.
Where is what does this Wikipedia article say, Chris? What are we talking about here?
Vanillin.
Vanillin.
Vanilli.
Can you control F and search for beaver?
What was that?
That was the Windows soundscape that I've sort of been creating and crafting over the years. Whenever I find a little sound that I like,
mm-hmm.
I just throw it in there, like xylophone.
Yeah.
I was at Guitar Center playing on the xylophone, and I was just like,
whoa,
this sounds crazy. I had to record it. I had to record it with my H4N and then plug it into my Windows soundscape.
You were like, yo, Guitar Center guy, go grab a recorder real quick. Undo it. Just take it out of the box. Start using it. Just start recording this.
Yeah.
Wow, these girls are great. Look at the one on the right with that big face.
She's making a big face.
This is at the restaurant. This is at the steakhouse we went to in Richmond, Virginia.
What's that? Daddy's Steakhouse?
No, I think it was Hugh. Was the steakhouse?
No, the restaurant we went to in Richmond, Virginia. That was like a Ooh. Club. Remember, it was like a black club, but it was a steakhouse, and we were the only people in there in the back. You remember that?
What the hell?
Oh, I remember.
Where the hell was this?
In the main street.
We've been all over, Sam.
Where were we talking about?
We were at a big table. Someone was with us. Eric was there.
Yeah.
Eric and Nick.
Yeah.
Aiden. It was a big table. Yeah. I'm okay.
Was the place empty?
Yes.
Ew. We were in the back.
It was during the day.
Towards the kitchen. I remember
yeah.
that, yeah.
yeah.
Mm.
I had like
yeah.
fire
Eric,
and ice.
Eric was there. Eric
there was a bottle service area.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it was very odd.
Uh-huh. Are we recording on the camera?
Yep. Yeah. We've been recording for 15 minutes.
Okay. I would like to think of the...
Ooh. Wow.
Butter. I like to think of the Asian girls picking on the horse-faced girl,
mm-hmm.
and then the true secrets that go on. This is the good stuff. If they
Who's
want
the horse-faced girl,
the horse,
the
one
on the
right.
far right.
Oh,
but like
the ugly face bitch.
Yeah, the big, you know, the big exaggerated features.
The bitch
girl.
With the fucking ugly ass face.
The treachery of dumb sluts.
The treacherous bitchery, bitches, nasty bitches. They might be nice, though.
They might be great.
What if they're
women
not?
Are generally,
yeah,
are
they? Yeah, they're like, you know what, Sam?
Intolerable.
I really liked...
I'm sorry what happened to you on your GT3 purchase.
Yeah, you didn't...
It's not cool, but you got caught up.
Video games aren't as good as they used to be. I'll give you that. Drifting is something that you think you want to do, and then you start buying drift cars, and you're like, these fucking things are a waste of time. I'm never going to have time to track because you're busy doing shit. You don't even have time to hang out with your friends. Never mind, go drift, get schedule track time.
She actually sounds really reasonable.
She's like,
she sounds hot. I want to date whoever's saying that stuff.
At least I smell good. I don't smell bad. I clean my mouth so it doesn't stink like juice and like sugar. Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit
sugar. I make sure my breath smells good. I take care of myself, my personal hygiene. Honestly, I'm not going to talk like that because that's the way disgusting, whorish girls talk. But I probably taste like water down there.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even say that.
No,
but anyway, before you got here, I cleaned up your whole apartment. I made your bed.
I taste like water.
Do you like roast beef?
Sure.
Do you like salt and peppery roast beef?
Yeah.
I made a bunch of it for you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because you like protein.
And this
in
is
one
coming.
Vegetable.
This is not coming from Nick Roachford.
No.
This is a hot girl,
hot bottle girl. Yeah, you like roast beef? Do you like simple green vegetables too?
Yeah.
Just like a serving of vegetables and a serving mm-hmm. of meat, right?
Uh-huh.
Good. I hope you like glass bottled water because I've got two of them highly chilled.
Okay.
Yep.
I want this. Right. What we're talking about. I want this relationship. I want this to happen. Mm-hmm. I have one question for you.
Yeah.
You don't run Shamanics Antiques, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That probably sounds weird. You probably don't even know what that is.
I don't even pay attention to stupid okay. shit like that.
All right.
I'm mainly just 90s Japanese drift cars.
And yes, I want a date.
Yeah, 90s drift cars. And honestly, just early computer and video game lore from the late 80s and 90s. And honestly, mm-hmm. getting pounded.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, just trying to be,
that's what I focus on.
Take right. a pounding.
Yeah, and honestly, shutting my stupid fucking mouth after, and then getting the fuck out of there as fast as possible after the roast beef is eaten.
Sounds good.
Not roast beef down there. That shit's gross. My shit looks like two smooth cheeks pressed together, but it's a pussy. But I don't even talk like that because that's disgusting. I wrote it down for you so you can read it. I'll send you nudes later after I leave. Just to keep you kind of going.
Yep.
All right.
Keep the vision alive.
And she says bottles.
All right. See you later. What's
up? She's a bottle service
And guys
girl.
Are like this. Yo, give me a bottle of whatever.
Vodka.
Yeah. And she's like, all right. And she brings it over. And it's like more expensive or it's like what's the service?
It's more expensive for fucking.
So gay guys
came
go there
in,
and
if
get
you
it,
came in, Charles, I'd give it to you discount. I'd give it to you for a half price of the cost. You got that right. You're thinking of the right price.
Okay.
It's a $50 bottle of vodka. I'd sell it to you for $25.
That's how bottle girls do.
I know how to steal them because I know there's a crate in the basement that where I can take them from.
So she's a bar back also.
I just steal things for cool guys like you.
But you're still the bottle service girl.
Still her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is something nice, though, when you're at a busy place and there's like a nice server girl or whatever and she's wearing like three hats and not complaining.
She's wearing three hats on her fucking head?
Well, she... Yeah. No, she's like making drinks, serving people, and then also like being the host. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if she was wearing three hats just to make Charles laugh.
Yeah, I think three hats would be
like a cowboy hat with a baseball hat on it.
Or just
with a beret.
Just the brims just going on. try.
They're whatever. All really funny hats.
And they look great. Yeah. She looks like Boy George.
She comes around the corner like that.
And it's just stacked. She comes with the cat in the hat.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's actually what you meant. Mm. Isn't this funny, Chris? Mm. Chris, I heard you drove the 7-iron 180 yards last week.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
You went to golf?
I'm trying to learn golf and get good at golf. And
is that far?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was at Mulligan's Island. I just hit the ball, and then I saw it and went past the 175 mark. Yards.
You just swing it. You just whack them out. Whack them out.
You just
the
rip it and rip it, as John Daly says.
Me and
says.
All my hot girlfriends were in our convertible fingering ourselves watching you hit golf balls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Me and my other hot bottle service girlfriends.
Yeah.
We're basically just watching you hit the 7-iron 180 yards, basically farther than everybody else at the driving range. And I fingered myself so hard, I squirted all over the car floor.
Let me make sure I get the number right.
You're probably about a buck 80.
Okay.
You could have had a hit.
You might have hit it. You might have gotten a record.
Maybe it was a little less. I like how it's measured in yards, though.
Oh.
It's like football.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
You know?
That's awesome. You should learn how to hit stinger shots.
I should.
And there's a guy's on TikTok. Now I'm back to just being Nick. No more hot pussy girl. Yep.
Okay.
Just me again. Hey, guys. Would I miss anything?
Just us fingering our own asses listening to that story.
Listen to the girl. Hot bottle girl.
That's funny, though. I like those positions. You know, they're interesting. What their lives, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
There's a limit to what you want to know about it, but I think some perspective on that. I'm not always around bottle girls. They're like a different species.
I think I remember them. Actually, you know what? You're not that crazy. I think I actually do remember them being very nice. From like hanging out with Guidos and shit. I used to hang out with, Pauly D and those guys. And
yeah.
They would always have like bottle girls come around. They were always really friendly, especially if you were funny.
Hmm. What sports like comedians?
They play? They played like Lick the Ass and.
Oh.
Lick the Ass.
They played the Drink the Gum and. They played.
Collegiate sports.
Be really fun. Yeah, collegiate sports. Be really fun. And
now you guys were. I thought the horse face thing was mean, but I might be even meaner because I the first thing I looked at is torso to leg ratio.
Yeah.
Immediately.
She's got the rectangle popping.
And
she's sort of, she's standing at an angle to trick you and make you think that she's not got the rectangle
popping. Are you saying we're doing transvestigation right now?
Not at that level. No.
No.
Because so what is endomorph? Does that even apply to women?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But it's more about the, you know, whether they got the pear shape or whether they got the fucking
the xenomorph or plot.
Xenomorph is what we're talking about. Yeah.
What's the tall one? This is sort of like mantis. Praying mantis.
Mantis type.
Of.
I would say that's more sort of normal.
Okay.
Or more sort of sexy type.
Okay.
Sexy type.
Yeah.
Okay.
The black one, I would say, is mantis or
this here.
Yeah,
the Angel Reese looking girl.
The legs are a little too long, almost in that sense. In that sense,
Jessica Rabbit. Remember her?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wonder if she's aged at all.
Get a nice little
cartoons have aged.
Watermark.
Now she looks like a crack whore. Like,
you pick open the comic. It's one of their funerals. Sounds kind of good though.
That is nuts. Like they're getting car accidents.
They're getting AIDS.
Cartoons getting like 40s cartoons, like Hulk. Hulk like loses a friend and gets into an opioid addiction and shit.
That new Shrek news, Nick, good. That you mentioned, is that something? Is there a certain video?
We've been validated.
They tried that with Wolverine. They did a few Wolverine like aging.
Really?
Type. I think so.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wolverine. In real life, is the one where he's aging a little bit.
Yeah. Wolverine beard.
Yeah, beard. Wolverine smile. Just how he looks like when he's being a showman. It's like enough to make, it's like fucking makes you run.
It's so funny. Wolverine beard haver. He's aged.
Mm-hmm. What is he? Oh, and I think the one where he's aging, it's like I think he was pleading a case for more immigration, I believe, was the message of the movie.
You think the actual movie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh really?
Like, this is interesting. I
remember save the Mexican girl.
Yeah. He's like, shh, bum, 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 bum. I don't know what he was doing in it.
Yeah.
Let's go see a Broadway show. I'm going to be in one in the spring.
That's Wolverine. They should have gotten Mickey Rourke to do Wolverine all these years, and it would have had credence to it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Except they get the gayest man in the history of acting show business.
The gayest.
It's like getting Andy to get him ripped. He's doing Wolverine. They get him some acting lessons. Like, fuck you, bro. It's the best they can do. Ah, he's not.
Andy doing Wolverine would be so. They should do that.
Yeah.
Or we should do that. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. We get, like, who is the AIDSiest guy in Hollywood right now?
That'd be Mr. AIDS.
Yeah. Damn. Like Ellen.
You're
like Ellen DeGeneres to play Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't think they would do it.
But the guy, Jan McPhee, gets called out.
He gets called out.
Yeah, have you gotten this message yet? This DM,
no.
I got 10 of them yesterday.
Delta Force.
Basically, this is the guy basically saying he threw 700 grenades.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Green Shrek.
Yeah, I wish.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, Charles, I didn't mean Green Shrek.
I was like, damn,
like fucking 90 or whatever it was. I broke my leg, landed in a minefield, patched. Had to walk with broken bones.
Well, come to find out, America's favorite Green Beret, Ninja Warrior, Chuck Norris, Master, Delta Force, 160th Pilot, Jean Shrek McPhee, the self-proclaimed Baghdad Sheriff of Baghdad, is a con man, a fraud, and a liar. Something that I have been saying for about a year.
I don't believe
now,
it.
I don't buy it either.
I just didn't have the receipts.
I'm supporting John McPhee now.
I think so. He deserves respect. He deserves to have a voice.
Definitely. Listen here. Pause. When John McPhee was talking about how he's and a team, there it's a team of guys. Listen, these guys are so secret.
Careful.
I don't even know what they're called, all right? We were at the Mall of America. I was shopping for a gun. And these guys dropped in from the skylights, and they actually froze time so that no one could see them. They paused time, like in a video game, and only I was able to see them because I was standing under a clock, okay? And these guys.
This is on purpose, this.
They
were there by accident.
They were. John McPhee pulls up in a clown car. He busts out 20 guys. They had to have been 9 feet tall. Okay. I'm looking down this guy. He's got a rifle. It looks like a toothpick because he's 9'7", 580 pounds. All right. Mm-hmm. Covered in juggernaut gear that makes him even taller. And his team, he's the shortest guy on his team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they start going around taking, there's little black kids all around the mall, and they start yanking their braids.
The frogmen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was just to get warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
John McPhee gets out. I shit you not. He's on a creepy crawly. He's covered in what's the ice cream? Ben and Jerry's. He's got Ben and Jerry's ice cream. He ate the cone so fast it's dripping all over his tummy.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls up to me on a creepy crawl and he says, "Good luck getting him to believe this, buddy. You haven't seen half the shit I've seen." Yeah. So yeah, I believe anything John McPhee says.
That was when he had the shirt on that said Soul Snatcher.
Yes.
So you're telling me he interrupts those emergency situations to tell you that you haven't seen shit?
Yeah.
He was soul snatching that day at the Mall of America.
They were soul snatching.
Frogmen. But
he probably just came out of a fucking minefield. That's how you got him off balance.
He was driving his little red Toyota pickup truck right through Al-Qaeda. And sometimes I'd have to pretend to be a retard.
Then, you know what? He had a little bit of a limp that day. I assumed it was because he was playing football, but it turns out it's because both of his legs are broken.
But he was running so fast with broken legs. He was running, watching a guy running with compound fractured broken tibias was awesome.
He's done it.
Yeah, it just looked a little different than a normal run mechanic because there was a third movement of the movement of the hips.
Yeah.
It was cool.
He was compensating with the hips for the fact that his tibias were fractured.
But he was running a sub four second 40.
Yeah.
Like he could beat Shador Sanders in a 40 with broken tibias.
He did race Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah, and he smoked her
with broken tibias.
Oh. Yeah, she was talking about, you know, y'all cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He's dragged her soul to the dark, the deep, the deep.
He dragged her to hell?
He took her to deep waters, and he drowned her there. He left her there.
He's known her there. That's
what he does.
And remember, he broke into Al-Qaeda's headquarters.
Dressed like a tranny.
Yep.
Oh.
He dressed as a woman, and he did retard voice, and the guy was like, let him through.
Yep. That's
let him through.
Deep cover.
Damn, I had no idea he was that accomplished. I'm going to have to look into him more. I can tell by his demeanor that, you know, he doesn't have anything to hide. Why would he even bother saying things like this if they weren't true, what I mean.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And the retard voice thing, just to recap for people, if people haven't seen this, there is a clip of him saying that he got out of it. He got out of like a traffic checkpoint in like Baghdad or something, like some actual war zone. He got out of a traffic checkpoint by pretending to be retarded.
And this is someone that essentially would be holding a landmine under his chin.
Yeah. So that's what you see is
Tora Bora.
Tora Bora.
The premise of going back into Tora Bora is there was a guy who supposedly him and his sons brought Bin Laden out, right? They escorted him into Pakistan, right? And then the goal was the goal, find him. So I had to go out alone. I was out for
in the middle of the street.
Taxis, trucks, hitchhiking, whatever you want to call it.
Selling ass.
I get to the area. I had a Kent cigarette bag with a Super 8 VHS. I think it was Super 8, or may have been 6 mil at that time, 8 or 6 mil, like cassettes in the little recorder. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
In a Kent cigarette bag and like a sat phone.
I thought that bag was full of cigarettes. You're telling me it's got a camera in it?
Towards Tora Bora Mountains and hitchhiked all the way till I got there.
All by yourself.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Dude, holy shit.
No, less than that.
No, more people with me. There were three guys with me.
Less than that, because I wasn't even all there.
I can't say it.
By yourself, no less than that.
I just sent the Kent bag with the camera in it. I said, film it.
No one could tell there was a camera in it because there was cigarettes on the bag, so people figured there were cigarettes in the bag.
That's how I threw them up the scent. But I said, I'll hold it like a camera, though, even though it's a Kent cigarettes
What's
bag.
In that bag? Is that what he did?
That's what that's what he claims to have done.
What's in the bag? Never mind.
Oh, I wish she was not hot. Oh, man. This, I really want to hear the retard. Ass.
His favorite fuck was this lady. She was not hot, but she was married. So we figured maybe she knew where he went. So we rolled up her husband one day, had the tailor tell him to come to the store. Then we had these Mohawk guys, you know, the Mohawks. We had locals that helped us, and we trained them. And then they ended up becoming later the CT force, right?
Okay.
And then my two guys was like, hey, if we can't get this guy, quick, go start a fight on the street so, to get them all out of the store. So had my two Mohawks start fist fighting in front of the store, just like anywhere in the world, right? Everyone comes outside to see what's going on. Literally, the guy comes out to watch. He's standing his back to the door they're going to snatch him with. And literally...
Shoot. Oh, shoot. Nice.
Fucking drive away. And then they're like, where'd the guy go? He disappeared in the crowd. My boss is like, he disappeared. I'm like, no, the assault team's got him. Sit up.
So that was the mission. Okay, my guy's going to fuck this guy's wife. We want to snatch this other guy and see if we can fuck him too.
It's like that. That's the way the stories are all like that.
Sounds funny though. That's kind of funny.
It's like good sketch writing.
Yeah,
he gets out through this. First of all, it's what does it say? Toast the muff.
Just fucking. I like to muff. I like having a muff.
Toast right after this, like heat from this, like maybe like 6 months ago or a year. When did we do that? Like 8 months ago.
I don't know.
It's like half a year ago.
Yeah, probably eight months ago. You know, we're catching all the flack for calling. And then, you know, it's just anybody in their right mind could hear this and be like, ah, it stinks like shit.
It's fucking...
He starts dating a Real Housewife of Los Angeles.
Oh.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What, was he toasting a muff?
He dates like some fucking dumb tramp from Bravo Network.
I wonder if he has the same agent as that frizzy-haired...
The curly CIA guy?
Race mutt CIA guy, yeah.
The one that doesn't look like... He's like, and I would kick the guy's asses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I kicked six... They dropped me in the tank with these Russian guys.
The guy with the big fro?
The big afro.
What's that guy's name?
I'm from Brazil.
Oh, bro.
And then I wonder if they have the same agent.
I did a spinning back kick, and then I kicked this guy's ass. I threw the other one through the wall, and then I punched one of them so hard.
Yeah,
freaking dickhead.
Andrew bust a
nut in my mouth, you fucking dickhead.
Yo.
Stop talking shit. I'll freaking kill you. Like, it's so easy for me. The bisexual kid in this
Shit sucks, dude.
Everyday espionage.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what the world's like now.
We gotta deal with this. Yeah. Think about the guys at home that aren't soldiers that are taking this stuff seriously, though. Like the legitimate fans of this, that they're like, did you end up watching last night's Bustamante? Mm-hmm. Oh man, that stuff was good. They had the wolf.
How hard is it? Well, it's basically impossible to disappear.
Bustamante, that his name's that's his name.
Yeah,
Bustamante.
It's like Bongino right here.
It's Bongino.
Yeah, Bongino.
It's hard. Is that the guy, the crazy guy?
Yeah,
Bongino.
Yeah,
he's the FBI guy, right?
Oh yeah. The guy was just that freaking crazy looking.
No, that's
that guy.
The patch guy is some other fucking patch.
Dan Jeez. Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, yeah.
Bongino's an FBI. Trump's appointed FBI guy, right?
Bongino looks like he should be managing a gym.
Yeah, he looks like a Dominican speakers guy.
Yeah.
He should have nice speakers in his Chevy S10 Extreme.
He works at sound effects.
He should be putting together emails about CrossFit for his 30 enrolled customers.
Wasn't he saying that he goes to work every day with Cash Patel? He's like, we're there every day.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, there every day. We're working in there next to each other. Like, yeah, no shit, dickhead. No, you have a job.
He's like, come here. I want to show you the game plan. They got a map like this. Okay, here's where we're gonna
working on it.
They start that we're working tirelessly. Oh, we got to take a break.
So beat.
And he's like, no, I want you to see this. It's a presentation. It's this thing I've been putting together. I think it could pose a possible threat. I want you to see. No, don't. That's their working.
No, don't
hard.
Touch. Dan Bongino was bragging about how he's working every day.
Every day. Look up Dan Bongino. He lost his wife. Like, he's like, he got a divorce.
He's working so hard.
Yeah.
Everything for this. I mean, you know. My wife is struggling. I'm not a victim. I'm not Jim Comey.
Everybody gives up everything for everything.
All the
you fucking dumbass fat. Yeah, if you want to make money though,
nah, you get to hang out with your wife all day, every day.
Teen Crumpets.
Not Teen Crumpets.
Well, I mean, Cash is there all day. We share it. Our offices are linked.
Excuse me.
Who? I hear it. He's there he gets in at like 6 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't leave till 7 at night.
His name's Cash.
You know, I'm in there at 7:30. In the morning.
You should have said 10:30. It was so funny.
That's embarrassing. Close that. Can't even look at that as my country. That's embarrassing.
They're talking about work hours. Imagine
what
that.
What the fuck, dude?
Having to do it?
What a little fucking Italian whiny.
Yeah, I found that some friend of ours found the dead heat.
That's
thing.
The Italian. There! That's the Italian in him. That whining about hours.
Yeah.
That's an Italian. That's like a female, like.
Mama's boy
mama's
shit.
Mama's boy thing.
Yeah, crybaby. Like mama wants to hear, oh, you work is hard.
Yeah.
You do, sir. Anthony.
I didn't even get a break to get my meatballs.
No, you got to eat. You got to tell you the time.
Haven't had mama's meatballs in days. I'm the FBI director.
You have to make sure you eat something in your
Help!
Belly.
Help!
Okay, I come in. Here I come with bread for you. Your mama take care of you. You have to have something in your stomach.
He's doing that interview. Someone brings him a nice, big, fresh, baked, hot piece of bread.
Fucking stinking garlic bread.
He takes a bite. He goes right back to being normal. He's all set.
Oh, phew. I had to work.
Do you believe they even do work?
I know. What do they do? I just want to see him. I want an oversight committee. I want to run the oversight committee.
I don't know, but that's ultra embarrassing. Even if they were, whether he's doing real work or not, being on TV whining about the hours that he's got to put in to be the FBI director or whatever.
You work your whole.
What's his role to again? The dummies that watch it though. I bet they believe it and they're like this. Oh, we got to cut him some slack. He's fucking working a little more than ours. Yeah.
Director. No, I don't go to work at 7:30. I show up at 9:30.
Deputy director of FBI.
Fucking fruitcake. Okay.
From Queens. That's the dead heat thing you guys wanted to see.
The gun, the gun bag.
Yeah.
Found it.
Wow,
the gun.
Wow, wow.
Play it. It's really good. Grenade throw is incredible.
Holy shit.
Wow.
How do you make something this good?
No, seriously, that's
unbelievable.
That's incredible.
The legs.
He's just done shooting him.
I love the grenade throw. That's so good.
Holy
and
shit.
The shot
the gun
the
going
door.
Off.
Oh my god, man.
Is that the guy from Karate Kid?
Oh, I hope so.
It is. It's, what's his name?
The coach?
Dude, the bad guy?
The bad guy.
The bad guy.
Kreese. John Kreese.
Oh, I'm praying. It's him.
Oh, no, it's not. It's Treat Williams. Wow, Treat Williams looks just like the other guy.
What is Dead Heat? What the hell is this?
Joe Piscopo?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Treat Williams. Is there a Dead Heat
Vincent
trailer?
Price.
Let's see trailer, Chris.
Wow.
What's that guy's name? Joe Piscopo?
Yeah, from SNL.
He's also the bad guy in...
There's definitely something very weird going on here.
Detective Roger Mortis has a problem. He's dead. But Detective Bigelow is bringing him back alive.
We have something on the monitor, Captain.
Whoa.
That's okay. Don't get up. Told you not to get up.
Now.
Whoa.
He's got 12 hours to solve the toughest murder case of his career.
His own.
His own.
What is this thing? Very ugly. Get down! When guns killed people?
That's it. From now on, I'm a vegetarian.
How do you fight this thing?
Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Treat Williams.
Sit down.
And Joe Piscopo are dead heat.
You shoot them, they don't die.
You can't keep a good cop dead.
I know it's going to be like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I know what I'm watching tonight.
That's crazy.
Written by Terry Black. Who the hell's Terry Black?
He's the barbecue guy.
Terry Black's barbecue. What?
Yeah, damn.
I got into barbecue after the movie stuff.
Fucking treat.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Interesting.
All of them? Silk Stockings writer? Wow.
Yo.
Wow, that's cool.
Crazy.
Cool.
Wow, it goes way back.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. So let's shout out. Let's see who's, like, the dude who sent me that.
Nice. Alan Dershowitz troll on Martha's Vineyard.
What is the dark truth of John Shrek McPhee? Is he actually lying about his
service? Welcome back to the channel, everybody. No fancy intros.
Let's see if there's
I don't want to watch 15 minutes of some coffee beard guy. What is this crap?
He's just looking at documents.
Of the Special Forces tab to Sergeant Major McPhee be revoked.
What do the comments say? They revoked his thing so that he could be a top secret guy. You know, you can't go out there
talking shit.
Yeah. A good rule of thumb is disregard anyone who brags about what a badass they are. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, who else is going to fucking tell you a goddamn story?
Shrek was awarded 6 Army Good Conduct Medals, equivalent to 18 years of service with no disciplinary actions.
Perfect attendance?
I, on the other hand, did 18 years of service and was only awarded 2. These guys are such bitches. The Special Forces, we always say you can trust a Marine with your life, but not with your wife. Unassuming locksmith, we use our facility, blah, blah, blah.
I'd take him in a gunfight.
That's bold.
Wow.
Are they just talking about his personal, his problem with women?
Yeah, who gives a shit? He's probably just...
These military guys are such fucking dude. Close this tab.
We're lucky he's not gay.
Yeah, that's not worth it to throw him down.
Move on. Next.
Yep. Let's go out to this. Alan, this is fun.
Remember me from Epstein Island?
Oh,
it's our Lolita.
This is in Martha's Vineyard at a winery.
Wow. Lolita,
this is what the vineyard has become.
Do you like a pierogi? Can you put it in my mouth?
Is it true that you said the reasonable
you don't understand
the age of consent is 15? You didn't ignore me on Epstein Island.
You don't think this constitutes harassment?
Officer, I'm with him.
No, sir,
we're together.
I've been advised that he feels harassed by you. I am requesting that you give him some space and stop that.
Am I being detained?
Not at this time. I'm asking you to
okay.
stand with me.
No, thank you.
This man is calling me an anti-Zionist.
Excuse me, this man is a saint. Goddamn. Long hair problems. Officer, I was wondering if you could help me. Does this dress make my ass look big?
I am not observing that.
No homo.
Same statement.
Bro,
Alan Dershowitz getting harassed on Mother's Vineyard is mad funny.
My god, damn!
Alan Dershowitz is the nightmare, man.
I forget, is he someone's lawyer or something?
He's like everybody's lawyer.
Yeah, he's like the one.
Bill Clinton's. He's like the lawyer. He's like the lawyer.
Doesn't he like run the like one of the committees, the big committees, the ADL or some fucking shit or
not the ADL, but click his Wikipedia. Yeah, I don't know, but he's a big wig though.
Larry David famously told him off in a grocery store.
I think you were telling me about that.
That was kind of hip.
Made a big show of it.
Yeah.
Was that because he wasn't enough of a Zionist or something?
I think it was Trump related or something.
Oh, it was Trump related, right?
It must be Trump's lawyer.
A Trump guy?
Might be Trump's lawyer.
Vaguely, I think he helped. I think he helped Trump at some point, or has, or is.
That's probably why they were fighting then. Never mind.
Is there any normie? What's popping off in the normie sphere with the Epstein stuff? Are people still talking about that? Or has that died down?
Not that I've seen, but...
I haven't heard anything about that in
20 years.
Yeah, almost.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
The disabled sheep drives to see his dad.
Oh. That's a normal thing.
Do it again, Mo.
Cyborg. Wow. That's wild. Who the hell built that for that sheep?
Oh, my goodness. Do it again, Mo.
Who built that fucking AV cart?
Sheep. It looks unsafe.
Yeah. It's 48 grand.
They got a tennis ball joystick.
Should go 30 miles an hour.
Yeah. It's going on the highway. He's on your rearview mirror. He's tailgating you. He's like, come on, go!
He's so close to you, it's like he's in the back seat.
Let's look at speaking of disabled, let's look at the Rampage Jackson Jr.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh,
this wrestling one was really
thing.
Nice.
You saw that, Chuck?
Yeah, I did. I liked when he did the beer can thing. I thought that trick was so good. Mm-hmm. Like the way they do it, the little sleight of hand they do with their beer cans. It was interesting.
Raja.
Yeah, it's Raja.
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 Now he did the other guy did a can trick on him or something. I don't know. He was
they could have just done can tricks to each other all night, but it didn't go like that.
No.
Maybe that link right there. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yo. Oh, he's getting right in the beard.
You don't know me?
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's a little. Oh!
Like, that's so good.
Easy. He's not a fucking worker, bro. Calm down.
Yeah, what the is that?
You're good.
No, they didn't tell me to fake him. They said I could hit him
and
for real.
And then he was apologizing after he didn't know that he wasn't a wrestler.
Yeah, they allowed me to hit him for real.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's definitely...
Is that jail time?
I mean, he should be arrested, yeah.
Why didn't they just kill him?
I like how Mexican Mouse Man was like, yo, chill, tranquilo. Yo, get off it. He's breaking his...
These other guys are still doing wrestling moves.
Yeah, he's still wrestling like it's all good.
Yeah.
There's people screaming.
This is so nuts, man.
Sad.
Oh, my
God. I can't believe... When he got picked up, he was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And then, like, immediately, like, head back, like, back of his head, like, oof. Yeah. Like...
He knew what was coming.
he somehow becomes lighter. All right.
Did you see his reaction to the slam?
This guy?
It was really, really good.
Dude, what the fuck? Oh no.
Is this a set? Is this all a set?
You know, this
is fake?
Yeah. Is it all just a set? I mean, the hits were real, but it just
it could
his
be.
Reaction. I mean, was that slam crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, was it crazy?
Yeah, like you kill somebody with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he tried to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand up for
that's so awesome.
Because I'm tired of everybody playing with me, bro.
You're playing with him?
What is this guy's fucking problem?
He's like a spurgy black dude.
Did you see his dad like hit him in the face in the ring? Rampage
no.
Jackson?
No.
Rampage Jackson was talking and he goes like this with his hands. And like hits his son in the face, jokingly. But these people are.
I always thought Rampage was pretty well adjusted for being like a Japanese fighter. You know what I mean? Like Rampage had a weird career.
Was he good?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
The way he talks about his son is like fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I never heard it.
It's weird.
I haven't heard one.
Something about no college fund, but he has a fund for bail.
Yeah.
For him.
What?
Yeah.
It sounded like something out of the Cosby show.
He's like, have some Spanish fly. I'll give my son Spanish fly.
I think that wrestler guy was apologizing after he did the beer trick or something, and I think he still laid the whoop-ass on him. It was an interesting decision.
Since the unfortunate incident, I feel bad about what happened to Psycho Stu. I don't condone what my son did. I'm going to let the justice
you know, play out, take its course. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad about Psycho Stu and his family to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just wish I could have been there, but I couldn't. I'm doing what any father would do, being a father.
Wow. Bowling a turkey.
Look, he's at Brunswick.
It's like three strikes in a row.
Go back and see if there's something before the incident. Oh yeah, that's the failed his son thing. What is this?
Let me call my son. Hey,
yo.
Did you get jumped by a bunch of dudes in tights, nigga? Did you get jumped by a bunch of dudes in tights?
No.
Do I need to send my goons over there?
No.
You was hugging on a dude in some damn tights.
Man,
you shut the fuck up. I looked at your stream, nigga. You were hugging on some dude in some booty shorts.
I wasn't fucking hugging on.
Hell yeah.
Making shit up. I ain't make nothing up. All right, long as you say.
He's got a road on his hat.
Son mad at me.
Whoa.
Are y'all happy now?
He's got a road mic on his hat. He's driving around while his son's hugging up on dudes.
Do they gas him into calling his son out, calling his son and be like, yo, your son's gay. He's a f-.
Yeah.
Call him a f-.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, you a f-. He's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Man, I hate my dad.
There's something about that, like the risk of looking any homosexual, like any ounce of homosexual at all will drive someone to murder.
Yeah. If you're black, especially.
I was going to let you say that part.
What else clips? What else did they say in this video?
Wow.
Like, are there more clips of Rampage talking and shit in there?
I knew he was going to be the one that
how many do you have?
I got three boys.
But if you guys knew Rampage when he was early in his UFC career, the dude was a complete crash out. He had run-ins with the law. I think he had a few like actual incidents that probably should have landed him in jail. I say all this to say, what?
His name is Rampage.
Right.
Where the hell do you think he
got? But when I'm like,
oh,
shit. This is crazed.
He suck a apple. It's like the opposite. You want, what'd you want to be? Straight? we already got in a fight once.
Oh, really?
A couple, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He sucker punched me.
Well, I saw the slap.
How'd that go for you?
Was that that?
And what'd you do? Did you slam him on his head?
What do you want to be straight?
I'm assuming he, I think it's just all about
fucking
just making
stupid, man. Close, just get this off my Rampage Jackson fucking.
I wish my dad was constantly just calling me a fucking gay guy. He's like, I know you got kids. Why don't you just be gay? Why don't you tell your wife you suck?
Do you want to be straight?
Come on now. When are you going to tell your daughters you fucking gay? This is me, your dad, Rocky. This is me, Rocky. Hey, Gail. Ain't Nick a gay? Yeah, he always been fucking gay. You were fucking gay when you were a little baby, too. You always act gay when you were a little kid. You think that shit's too funny. I knew you were fucking fucking gay ass. That's you. Yeah, I know you got a wife and kids now, but you fucking sucking gay. That's me, your father, Rocky. You.
You're live streaming, too?
Yeah, well, you live. Good. Tell all your fucking fans you fucking gay. Sucking ass, man. Fuck your gay ass. You used to do cheerleader routines. Remember? Tell him, Gail, come in here. Tell Nick how gay he is. You don't suck, Jet. You don't fuck Jess. You want to fuck her brother? Cause you gay. Well, you want to fuck her? Well, you want to fuck her dad too? You fucking. Hell yeah! Everybody needs to know Nick's gay. He probably had those kids. So you think he wasn't gay? But let me tell you something, Playboy. He fucking gay. Don't touch me. Don't. What you think you're gonna touch me? It's Thanksgiving.
That's a call every day.
Don't ever put your hands on me, your father. Respect me, Rocky. It's the normal day. It's a normal day in my house.
I'd kill someone too.
Yeah, I'd be pretty sad. My dad was calling me up, just gay baiting me.
Oh my gosh, man.
Man, he always doing that gay shit. That wasn't funny. That's gay. Do hard shit. Play football. Man.
Yeah. Oh, it's palate cleanser time.
Yeah, what's Zohan?
Don't mess with
whether
that.
You live in New York City or not.
Oh, pause a second. Legalized pig play.
About the city's mayoral race. For artists and professionals in the art world.
Stupid getting tonight.
Isn't that
tonight, bitch. That's right.
She's running in a circle.
He's running in two directions at the same time.
Can't catch me. Hide and go seek.
I can catch you.
And other top art dealers. One art advisor has donated $2,100 to both Cuomo and Eric Adams. Talk about hedging your bets. Zora Mamdani, the assemblyman from Queens, also received support from the art.
Yo!
Just a different crowd. God. He received small donations from curators, gallery directors,
I don't think she's crossed. I think
Despite
she's crossing
her eyes.
Cuomo
super PAC spending that, over $22 million, including $5 million from Michael Bloomberg and $250,000 from hedge funder and top collector Daniel Loeb, Mamdani won the Democratic nomination. It'll be interesting to see how the art world continues to show support,
I got something that'll financial be interesting and otherwise, to
see. As the race unfolds. I'm Karen K. Ho, senior staff writer at Art News.
Senior victim at
As we follow
my
the
house.
Mayoral race, be sure to follow Art News for more.
Now, bleep that word out. Just, I don't know what that's about.
There's a lot
know.
Of bleeping in this last.
That's crazy.
What is this stupid piece of shit? What's that? What was that piece of shit saying? That there's like art money?
Who
fucking cares? Is she trying? She's just trying to make it sound like art's important.
I think
because she does artwork. She's an art.
I'm glad PBS is done.
She fucking needs a good.
I think the focal point of the video is, no pun intended.
She's trying
eyes.
To put your back in her. She's putting it into her thigh. She's just like a little off center. She's like this is your. She's giving you a right here.
She's just where is it?
Phantom.
Everything's like off by 4 inches because her left eye's cocked. Art. I was talking about this last night about how art is in the hands of the state. Have you ever thought about that?
They own all the museums.
Sure, yeah. Like, if you want cultural anything.
Yeah, it's all that same sort of ruling class, yeah.
It's some that says, I want to hear the Boston Pops play at the gazebo in town. Mm-hmm. And that's your introduction to, like, music or your art is some fucking hairy pussy painting a fucking... Like some losers who hang out at City Hall and use the YMCA too much. Mm-hmm. And you have to like, that is what painting is.
Yeah.
And music is like their stupid songs about a robin mm-hmm. or a blue jay. Mm-hmm. And like that is like the art implementation is in the hands of the state. And I was like, that's good, isn't it? Isn't it really good?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
That's yeah. We have
not a good sign.
Cockeyed fucking...
Someone who belongs in a circus.
That was a crazy video. I don't know what she was even saying. She's talking about how people, art world people are backing Mamdani.
Yeah. Just all the candidates.
Why wouldn't they? Big deal.
Hedging their bets, $2,100 donations.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Short money, too. What's Sangria Poppy saying?
This is like when like cringy, this is, you just watch it, you'll see it.
Sangria Poppy, Sunday fun day, Jersey Shore. I'm gonna get lit like a lightning bug. The weather forecast says I'm drowning in sangria. I'm gonna need Pamela Anderson from Baywatch to save me. Let's fucking go.
Bro.
What's sangria taste like?
Fruity.
It's
wine?
Like wine mixed with juice.
Fruit juice wine.
Okay.
Semen. Piss foam. Sometimes.
What else does he talk about? Does he have other videos? Is he big
into
sangria?
I think he's like an Irish kid LARPing as a Jersey Guido, but he's like 49 years old.
Yeah.
I really gotta go.
Because his references
sangria
are...
Sangria Poppy, Danny Way.
What are the promoters actually doing?
We do whatever the fuck we want. I'm Sangria Poppy. Who the fuck are you?
I thought that guy was gonna ask him to leave.
It's a kid, Sangria Poppy, a.k.a. Simply Spike Poppy. I'm in Colorado at the Rockies game. They said call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got a gambling problem. So I called. I said I got a big effing problem. I bet the Rockies every night. They're 30-81. I'm down bad. Forget about it. Tonka Brunch, Burberry Poppy, Sangria Poppy. It's the return. Brunch champs, let's go. This is Burberry, not Furberry, you Fugazis. Dolce Gabbana, let's go.
Interesting.
Isn't this the weirdest thing you've ever
this
seen?
This is very strange. Very interesting.
Wow.
It looks like Nicole Hebert's brother, dressed up in a Jersey Guido outfit, acting like an influencer that should be 20 years younger than he is.
This one is crazy.
He's like the guy with the bowl cut and the teeth. He's smiling.
Yeah, who's the bull cutting? Oh,
yeah, that fucking that just weird guy. I don't even mean to bring him up. It's sort of embarrassing to bring someone like that up, but
he's like the vintage guy.
I guess what is it like lol cows? What do you even call those?
Who's
people?
The bull cutting the teeth?
Final boss.
Yeah,
Ibiza the final boss.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
This guy's
I'm just trying to understand these things.
Yeah, same.
This one's awesome.
You tell a lot of people that you can't do something that they want to enjoy, and they go,
what's in
no.
The Spanish Inquisition?
Smooth, and while doing the thrift challenge, I ran into my boy right here. What's your name?
Matthew.
What's the son about bro's fit, bro? Caught my eye. Would you like to get in detail about it?
Sure. It's actually a zoot suit. They were originally worn in like the 20s and 30s, and they were popular in demographics of people that weren't, you know, straight white men. It was just something that they did because it was fun. And then, you know, war happened, and you had to ration a lot of things like fabrics, and you tell a lot of people that you can't do something that they want to enjoy.
Does he keep it a beat?
No. There was a lot of turmoil between that. Suit riots. It was not great, but I still think the fashion by itself should stand out.
Got a tie that actually has little brooches on it that are cute. The sword. I have dice, because, you know, poker. Another little sword, because I found a second one. Not sure what else is there to talk about. Just keys and random jargon. Removal for flight tags, because I just think they're neat.
You like to shout out?
No, actually, I am an artist, but I try to keep my stuff on the low. Because
nah, actually, he's on the low?
With it, because yeah. It's weird stuff. I don't draw traditional things. Nice to meet you.
Draws furry porn commission.
Interesting. Zoot suit. I didn't realize Zoot Suit Riots were a thing. Can you look that up? Is that because the blacks were not okay with fabric rationing? Is that what happened?
Better not be.
Racially motivated attacks, Mexican American youth.
The fuck is this shit?
Yeah, he used to wear them Zoot Suits. Nick used to wear those when he was a boy.
Is this guy like the Riddler?
That's why kids trying to make me forget that he used to wear Zoot Suits with him and his boy. You and your boy used to dance around and do the cheerleading, abuse the gay. You all fucking
spin around. Let me see it assless. Is it assless, buddy? Just turn around. Nah, you don't want. Nah, turn around. There's an ass hanging out of it.
You streaming right now? Show the stream. Show the stream that you gay with your assless boots with Zoot Suit. Type in Zoot Suit, Michael Ian Black. This was so.
Just do one more time.
Okay.
Give me four for nothing.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Zoot Suit, Zoot Suit, ZOOTSUIT.
It's pretty good.
I remember laughing like hysterically, because this is like right when like Bradley Cooper was coming off like Limitless,
yeah,
and he was like a big name actor and he was like serious. Mm-hmm. And then he comes and does this, and I was like, man, that's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. He's doing that. Like, fuck yeah, Without a Record Song is funny, man.
Is Bradley Cooper? He is, right?
It's a good question.
But at least his mom might be. I don't remember this guy, Bernstein.
Irish.
I'm not hating on him. I just want to know.
Nice Catholic.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, military academy?
No, Valley Forge. You went with my cousin.
Sam, you should get this on your Wikipedia.
My signature or my voice?
Your voice.
Yeah, I should.
Wow.
That's so cool.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And it should be like something insane. That's not you. Like someone doing a Joker impression or
hit
something.
Hit play. Let me see what it sounds like.
Well, I think storytelling is evolving.
You
the
pause
idea
it.
Of what that even means.
I think he's reading out of a gay sex manual.
Yeah, if anything's going to evolve, it would be the medium of communication that's existed since the beginning of humanity.
Big change is coming because of the technology. All the way we tell stories is evolving in ways that were so impossible to imagine before this new technology. But now here we are in all of this new frontier, and these new artists are going to ride this wave that everyone that's older just cannot see. They're unable to see it. I'm sucking cocks in the fucking alleyway this whole time. It starts changing. I start telling you a story. The way I tell it is different.
Tell it backwards.
I just don't tell it at all. That's the way I do it.
You use every tenth word? That's what you should tell it.
Ooh. He's probably asking that at the actor's studio.
Yeah. Hey, Robert De Niro, how do you tell a story using every tenth word? He's like, yeah, I mean, here's what you do. Why does everybody hate me?
Right off of a boat, right into the water.
Carnival cruise, fucking 80 stars. Yeah. Like top of a Carnival cruise, the biggest boat you've ever seen jumping up the top.
He's got his old clothes on, his old outfit from Taxi Driver.
That's good. That's real good.
Damn.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
It's good.
My dad doesn't call me up and call me gay again today.
Yeah.
You know what I can't get out of my mind is possibly the greatest video game intro ever.
Really?
Yeah, in my opinion. The
Mortal Kombat 2 trailer?
What could this be? How could I guess what this could be?
You've been watching this, Chris? Mm. You're into this?
Mm.
This is...
Chris, are you ever going to buy a cool car?
This is maybe when I'm older. Maybe when I'm older than 31.
Should buy a zoot suit.
This is probably...
Are you 31?
Yeah. That's,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got a whole bunch of years ahead of you, son.
Thank you. I think this is the best.
Pretty heavy one. Center lock wheels. Mm. Need some of those.
Yeah. On every car.
Yeah.
Why don't they run center locks on everything?
Because they probably fucking fly off the car.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
It was a four-cylinder.
Was it?
Those old JGTC Supras, yeah.
What for?
At least in that era. It's a Toyota Celica motor.
Whoa.
They switched to V8s later, but that car is a Celica motor.
It's mostly that little first minute thing. But
yeah.
I think
that was good.
Even though I'm not into cars at all, I think growing up playing these games, I was intrigued by how many real world brands,
yeah,
branding was involved.
That was such an important thing because no other game managed to do that. I think that might be what separated Gran Turismo from everything else.
Yeah.
Originally. So in addition to the shooting for realistic physics on a platform and sort of, but packaging it in an arcade style game.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.